Welcome, folks, to the continuously updated news talk show. Logan Ryan is here. Nick Delicati is out recovering from his nipple enlargement surgery. We wish him nothing but the best and a speedy recovery as he navigates through this elective surgery, I think is what we're going to go ahead and call it. Yeah, we're back here. Wonderful stuff. I know that some of you have reached out and say that we should record these a little bit more frequently. I apologize. Just life has been quite hectic and a little bit busy as of late, but your requests have been heard, and we'll do what we can to get a few more of these in the channel for you guys. I appreciate it too. Appreciate the love and support. As always, you can support us at our Shopify account, which is HMNSpod at myshopify.com. We've got cups, we've got shirts, we've got koozies, we've got hoodies, and we've got bumper stickers. We've got some new stuff coming too. I know we talked about it a couple weeks ago. There is a shirt that is in the process of being finalized. We just got to get the final approval from corporate before we can go ahead and publish it on our merch site. But we do appreciate the support. Thank you for your orders. Thank you for supporting us in that way. We do appreciate it. I want to dive right into one of the most trending things on Twitter right now, and that is Gooch Grease. Which is a new term that that I don't think that I've heard. I do know what it is, but I don't know that I've ever heard it called Gooch Grease. So this is a new one for me. It's apparently only applicable to men, or at least humans with testicles and a butthole. So if you have a dick, I guess. So if you have, well, no, because it's really the area, it's the taint, right? It's the area, but like that separates the testes, from your balloon knot. So that little strip right there is called a gooch. It's called a taint. So different names for it. I feel like a skin bridge is something that I've heard Nick use in the past. You know, the old sweet spot, I guess. It could be another term. But that area, apparently, there's a trend going around where men are using women's maxi pads to help dry out the gooch grease. So what happens, for those of you that don't know what's going on in the world, as the day progresses, if there's a little bit of humidity in the air, or it's just a hot summer day, doesn't necessarily need to be, I guess, humid. I guess it can just be all around just warm. You know, the heat gets kind of trapped in there. It is a pit, if you will, like an armpit, you know, or a knee pit if you're sitting with your knees bent. You know, the heat will get trapped in there. Well, with men, you know, that we tend to sweat sometimes. So now we have some testicle sweat. Mixed with a little bit of chili cannon residue, and you get apparently gooch grease. I always thought it was like taint, like taco taint, like taint juice or taint. I don't know. There was a name for it. It started with taint. Maybe it didn't. Skin bridge, like under the skin. Water under the skin bridge. I don't know. That doesn't really necessarily make sense either. But anyway. Yeah, this is trending on Twitter. So if you're curious and you want to see some really interesting reactions, that's where you can go. Head over to Twitter. We have a Twitter, HMS Podcast, with the @ in front of it, I guess. I guess you can probably just put in HMS Podcast and we'll pop up. We should tweet more. But I'm definitely going to jump on the Gooch Grease bandwagon and start telling some stories about that, maybe on Twitter. Some quickies, some quick little scenarios, maybe, where we look at that. But I find it interesting that men are using maxi pads for this. So that's got to be a really interesting thing, because I remember being younger, you know, first time, like, the girlfriend was like, hey, since you're going to be at the store, do you want to get some tampons for me? I'm like, no, I don't. She goes, well, you know, you should if you're ever going to want to have sex with me again. It's like, okay, guess I'm doing this. So, you know, 19, 20-year-old me is in there buying fucking tampons. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. But, yeah, so going in there, doing that and whatever. But, you know, this is a different scenario. Men are buying pads now, the actual maxi pads or the panty liners, and going in there and for themselves, which is really interesting. Now, the question that I have, too, is are they trimming these down, or are they just going full rip? Because these pads aren't small, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, they're long, so it probably would go for, like, cover the dick, balls back to the taint and then cover the chili cannon. And I mean, is that the proper protocol here? You know, I'm not really a sweaty guy. I also believe in proper hygiene. So, you know, we're washing Main Street every day. You know, when we get in the shower, we're making sure that it's nice and fresh and clean. But it's just, it's, so I guess maybe this is a, like a hygienic thing and this is just a workaround. Is this like a French shower? That's what I want to know. I mean, is this, I mean, you know, something that, that we're trying to find the easy way out. We're trying to press that easy button and go, okay, as opposed to bathing properly and taking care of my nether regions, I'm going to go ahead and buy some feminine hygiene product to keep my taint dry and hopefully fresh of odor. Huh. I wonder if that could be it. I bet it is. I'm going to go with that. I think that this is a lazy ass millennial fucking thing. That they're just like, ah, fuck showers. Hey, this thing, it absorbs odor and moisture. Yeah, I bet I could put it down there. And I bet it would take care of that situation that I got going on there. You know, we used to call it swamp ass back in the day. But, you know, gooch grease is a little bit different. There's duck butter, too. That was a thing that we had back in the day. We have romantic butter, which is something that we coined here at Hey Man, Nice Shirt. So romantic butter is that mixture of all of the bodily fluids that that happen during intercourse, and it creates that that buttery substance that sometimes gets locked up in your hairs, in the short hairs down there. I don't know if you keep it trimmed or not. I recommend it. Nothing worse than just that long, like, hair in the south area. No one likes that. No one likes going down there and going, hey, wow, there's a lot going on there. You know, number one, guys, pro tip, makes your piece look a little bit bigger. That's pro tip number one. You know, if you keep the hedges trimmed, keep it down to a nice tight, I like to have a, like a fairway cut, maybe even a, like a, like the first cut. All right. I'm sorry. Not the first cut, but the collar cut around the green, just nice and tight. That's how I like to keep my shit. Not that anybody really needs to know that. That's I don't necessarily think that needs to be public knowledge, but fucking, there you go. Welcome. You are welcome. You guys can get through your lives now knowing that shit's nice and tight and clean down there. That's what it's all about. Hygiene is really kind of a thing, I think. speaking of hygiene, have you guys ever noticed that 7-Elevens all smell the same? Next time you walk into a 7-Eleven, I want you to really just, well, you don't really have to try. The second you pass the threshold into the convenience of the store, you're hit with this aroma. The best way that I can describe it, and again, this is consistent from store to store, at least the two 7-Elevens that I've been in recently. There's one near my house, and then I was in one in a completely different city. They're not even close to each other. We're talking an hour apart. But they exactly the same smell. It smells like formaldehyde, acetone, and paraplegic hiccups is kind of the best way that I can describe it. I mean, it's kind of off-putting. It definitely just it gets into your nose and it kind of rings you a little bit. It's not something, you know, that's going to make you pass out, but it's definitely a very distinctive and noticeable odor that just hits your olfactory glands and says, hey, you're in a 7-Eleven now. Yeah, I would appreciate a different smell. So I don't know who we need to talk to about this. I don't know if this is, I don't know if this is a flight to a different country, maybe, to have some conversations with the powers that be. Maybe is 7-Eleven an American company? Maybe there's a place in a city somewhere that is the main building for 7-Eleven. Trace, where is the, like, 7-Eleven's main headquarters? Do they have a main headquarters? Or are they just all franchises and it just they're just kind of all over the place? They're just, okay. So they're, they're all, so you're telling me it's a corporate thing. They don't really have a corporate office, but they have just so they're individual franchises. Okay. So there's not like a court, you don't get a check from 7-Eleven. You get a check from Bob's convenience store in Tallahassee that that just happens to be, he just happens to own a 7-Eleven. Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Got it. Okay. So, that's a, but they all smell the same. I think at the end of the day, I think we need to, maybe start a movement. Ooh, maybe that could be a new t-shirt. It smells like 7-Eleven up in this bitch. Something like that. Maybe, we got to get around the copywriting on that. I feel like if we don't use their logo and colors, we could, or use similar colors, we might be able to get away with it. Smells a lot like 7-Eleven. Yeah, maybe there's something there. I bet there is. Yeah, we'll throw it out there. If you guys like it, buy it. If not, tell me to fuck off. Which you do, you guys do on a regular basis anyway, and I love it. You guys are amazing, all of you. Speaking of amazing, I want to get some feedback from you guys. And please, for this one, hop over to our Instagram. I'll make a post over there on Instagram. I'll put a post over there on Instagram. I want to know what your superpower would be. If you were a superhero, what would you do? I'm going to tell you right now, because it's starting to get a little bit warmer, and as I travel to some of these warmer climate areas, I've already figured out what my superpower would be. I would have the ability to, keletonetics? Is that the thing where you can move shit? Like just by moving your hand? Like the Force? Like a Star Wars thing where I just take my finger and something would move. That would be my superpower. I think it's telekinesis, whatever it is. move shit from away, far away with my hands. And I would only do it. It would only be applicable to women in halter tops. That would be my superpower, because I've decided that if you're wearing a halter top, it should happen anyway. And when I die and I'm a ghost and I'm floating around, I'm going to put all of my effort and energy into being able to do that. I think that's my, I can't call it a life goal, because I technically, I guess, would be dead. So we'll call it a, eternal goal. Yeah. We like that. We like having eternal goals. And so this, for all of eternity, I'm going to work on, crossing over that line, that skin bridge, if you will, that I can reach out from the dead as a spirit out here in this universe and pull down halter tops. And this applies to all of them. But that's not true. I saw a very unfortunate looking human being the other day that made a very poor choice in their apparel. And I don't want to see that. I really don't. I was actually, this was actually in Reno. And Reno never ceases to, I guess, surprise and disappoint at the same time. You know, I thought I was going to make it through. I was there for about 3 days. I thought I was going to make it through. Just, it was going to be okay. You know, there were some unfortunate looking people, and it happens. I mean, it's when you have a town like that, that does rely a little bit on gambling. I feel like there's people out there that are going to make some bad decisions, and it's just kind of the way it is. It's just a bad shake of the dice. You know, you just get, you get dealt a bad deck of cards, and all of a sudden you're living on the street. You're missing some teeth. And, yeah, somehow, some way, you don't come up with funky ass shit every day, and you lose a finger in the whole thing. So I think that, you just gotta be careful. So in Reno, I was actually leaving. It was pretty, I would say pretty uneventful, until I got to the TSA checkpoint at the Reno Tahoe International Airport. And there it was, a beacon, if you will, of the, and a reminder of what town I was actually in. There was a gentleman putting on his shoes, wearing shorts, because it was a beautiful day in Reno, probably about 74, 75 degrees, a little breeze coming out of the Sierra Nevada mountains to kind of keep it nice and crisp, because there's still snow up there. Beautiful day, partly cloudy, nice day. In the line, TSA, this gentleman putting on his shoes. There it is. Just a beacon of just bad decisions. Yep, I'm talking about the old ankle bracelet. I haven't seen one in a while. I haven't been to Reno in a while, but there it was. I guess he got permission from his PO that he could travel. I'm guessing. I don't know. He didn't get stopped at TSA, but I feel like those two agencies don't communicate together. But yeah, I really wanted to catch up with him and sneak a picture and post it, but he went a different direction and I didn't want to miss my gate. And yeah, I don't know, but just bad decisions all the way around. And that for that gentleman, you know, poor tattoos as well. I mean, I'm a fan of tattoos. Don't get me wrong. I like them, but this one looked like maybe a sixth grader did it for him. And I'm not saying like it was his 6-year-old daughter and he was getting something cute on his leg. No. This is a very, very poor tattoo. I'm sure you guys have seen it. There's websites that you can go to. There's blog posts and things that you can see that have these really unfortunate tattoos. And this was definitely one of those. And then you follow that down. And by the way, for the record, this gentleman did have some nice calves. Okay, he was strong in the calf game, so we're not gonna disrespect him there. His clothing didn't match. It looked like maybe Stevie Wonder dressed him and said, "This looks good. I like it. I like the way this looks on you," and he just went with it. But the unfortunate tattoo, the sixth grade tattoo. Working its way down to the noticeable ankle bracelet. I mean, like I said, it's been a minute since I've seen one of these ankle bracelets, and I forgot. They're a good size. They are really good. I'm guessing, I'm going to guess minor offense. I'm going to guess probably, he looked like he beats his boyfriend, wife. I'm guessing that. I was going to ask him again, but he decided he wanted to go a different way, and he looked like he was in a hurry as well because he did get slowed up at the old TSA gate, which is to be expected. You know, it's one of those things. If you have one of those accessories on your ankle, you're probably going to get delayed in certain instances, and I don't think he prepared for it. I don't know if he forgot. I think having that on is not something that you forget about. But he definitely had made some poor choices in his wife, in his life. And again, I think he looked like somebody that tried to beat his wife. I bet she kicked his ass, really, because he was an unfortunate looking guy. So we'll see. You know, we won't see, because I don't think I'm ever going to see that human being again. I think it's going to be one of those things where that was it. You know, it's one and done. He's gone. And see you later, playa. So moving on, I did overhear a conversation earlier in the week that was probably one of the most redneck things I think I've ever heard in my life. It was two gentlemen sitting in a bar. One guy, again, this is Reno, so you know, I want you to imagine meth, bad decisions. A lot of cigarette smoke and bars that don't close. Picture that human being there. Also, definitely middle-aged man, balding, and summer teeth. You know, summer teeth, some are missing, some are just not there. So that's he's sitting at the bar, and he's sitting there with another gentleman. And the other gentleman, actually, you know, he looked like a pretty decent human being. Not to say this other guy was a piece of shit, but maybe. So the decent looking dude looked over to the unfortunate fella and said, "Hey, you want a Bud Light?" This guy, in the most redneck, lazy English that I think I've ever heard in my life, said, "Oh, hell no. I wouldn't put a fire out with that beer." And I had to sit there and think for a minute, because I don't know what that word was. I wouldn't put out a what? And I it took me a minute, and I was looking at him, and he looked at me and just starts laughing, and I just kind of shook my head and kind of chuckled a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you said, but okay. And then it hit me. He was trying to say fire, but there was more A's in it than, I don't know, pick something with abracadabra. There was more A's in it than that. That's how many fucking A's there were in it. Far. And an R. It wasn't even an R. It trickled out of his mouth like somebody kind of punched him, maybe in the. I remember being a kid and somebody punches you, like gives you a Charlie horse, and you're like, "Rawr." That's what it sounded like. I mean, he got a Charlie horse, I think, in the middle of saying the word fire. And you know, maybe the fact that he doesn't have any teeth or missing most of them played a part into his ability to create the appropriate mouth sounds to formulate words. I don't know, but it was one of the most interesting comments that I heard that week, and this was a different gentleman than Ankle Bracelet Guy, which is fine. I think is good. I think they couldn't have been the same people. That would have really fucked up my world. I don't know that I could have handled it. I think my head would have just flat out exploded if that was the case. Priuses are now quick. At least that's what they're advertising on television. I don't know. It's still a fucking Prius. I remember a buddy of mine a long time ago said, there's two things that you're going to notice now that I mentioned it, that piss you off more than any other car on the road. And that is minivans and fucking Priuses. And I will be goddamned if that man wasn't correct. Every single time I'm in traffic, it's mother fucking minivan, or who is the cunt in the Prius? It is literally those two things. And it's accurate, you know. So Toyota's new campaign, which I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, is that it's a Prius driving through a cityscape, right? And there's not a single car on the road. It's just the Prius. And, you know, it's midday. The sun is just, you know, creeping down on the buildings, right? It's like that old song, you know, just let the sun go down on me. And I feel like that's a pedophile song, but that's all right. It's just kind of creeping down. And here comes this Prius, that stoplight. The light turns green and off the Prius goes. And behind it is the Prius's shadow trying to keep up. So they're telling us that, hey, the shadow is not as fast as the Prius is. I'm calling absolute horseshit. It's still a fucking Prius. They still are gutless pieces of shit. And why? And I no. Mm-mm. I think it's a good effort. I think it's a good try. I think you know, Toyota's trying to get creative, and doing something just a little bit different. And I can respect that. I can say, hey, I hear what you're saying, but you're also a company that thought it would be a good idea to put a V6 in a full-size fucking pickup truck and then tell me that it's got enough power. No, fuck you. I want to hear that rumbling, grumbling V8 that sounds like just pure manhood, not a little of a V6. Fuck you for even insulting me with that. That is an insult. I am insulted. And now you're trying to tell me that a fucking Prius that has, what, 3.5 cylinders and electric motor is going to be faster than the old Prius? Maybe. I can maybe wrap my head around that. Old Prius ran a quarter in about 13 minutes. So I think that this thing, if it's under 13 minutes, it probably is. They can call that fast. And that right there, folks, is good marketing. That's clever thinking, if you really think about it, right? We're saying, hey, our old car was slow as fuck. But what we're going to do is we're going to make the new car that much faster, just a little bit faster, just a cunt hair faster. And guess what? Now we can call it fast because it's faster than our old shit. And that's all you got to do. You just got to be faster than your old shit. And then you can advertise it. You know, that meeting probably went really well. There's some marketing guy that said, hey, can you guys do me a favor? Can you go take a first-gen Prius? I want you guys to go out there. I want you to go drive it on track. I want you to give me a quarter mile time and tell me what that is. And they went out there. It might have been like, you know, somewhere in Japan. So the accent's not right, but that's okay. So they go out there. They run it. 2 days later, they come back and say, here are the results. It took you 2 days to run that quarter mile. They're like, no. We had to do it multiple times to get, you know, make sure the numbers were correct because we're Japanese and we have to make sure we have to double check our triple checks and then triple check those twice to make sure that the first number was in line with all of the rest. And if it's not, then we have to figure out where the deviation is and then write a report about this. Anyway, it took 2 days. So he looks at the numbers, 13 minutes, 45 seconds. That's how long it takes to run the first generation Prius to run a quarter mile. I said, all right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make me a car. I want you to tune this car. this new Prius. I want you to tune it. I want it to do 12 minutes. Can you guys do that? Scientists are back there. Engineers, they're crafting. They're taking things with clay and sculpting it. They're putting it in wind machines to maximize the aerodynamic and drag coefficiency of the vehicle. And they're like, I think we can get close. I think we can. And if we paint the car black, it will look faster. So that way, we can call it faster. And here's what we're going to do. Here's another thing that we're going to do. We're going to extend the wheelbase exactly a quarter of an inch. So that quarter of an inch is going to equate, I'm sorry, I apologize. We are going to extend that wheelbase 10 millimeters. So if we have a 10 millimeter longer wheelbase, because they use metric system over there because they're smarter. So we're going to extend the wheelbase 10 millimeters. And by doing that, the car will be longer. And if it's longer, it will look faster. There's executives sitting around this table going, you know what? That's actually a really smart idea. That's really, really smart. Now, can we make it look shorter? It doesn't have to be shorter, but can we make it look short? You know, by extending it, that 10 millimeters, it actually will have the perception of being shorter. Huh. I like it. I'm for it. Now, can we shape the mirrors different to make it look like they're more aerodynamic? No. Yeah, no, because if we do that, then it's going to be noisy because it's an electric car. Got it. Actually, it's a hybrid. So the first part of it, actually, most of it's going to sound, it sounds like shit. You can't make those cars sound good. You just can't. It's just, they don't sound right. They sound, it sounds like two gerbils trying to have sex with a guinea pig. It just, it doesn't work. It just, it's off. It doesn't, they don't fit, right? And why is it that, you know, people in my generation, anytime we hear the word guinea pig, we think of, or gerbil, rather, we think of Richard Gere. That's how amazing life was before internet. So all you young bucks out there going, I get all my information from Twitter. Yeah, Twitter's great. A lot of misinformation out there. But we as a society convinced ourselves, nationwide for sure, that Richard Gere shoved a guinea pig up his ass. Nope, gerbil. Hamster, whatever, small rodent that wasn't a mouse or rat, up his ass. And that was the rumor. That was the thing. And we didn't do it with Twitter. No. That was word of motherfucking mouth, which is also a little bit scary because I feel like that could have been a little bit of the telephone game. It could have been just his girlfriend stuck a pinky in his ass. And then all of a sudden, by the time it got to me, it was gerbil or hamster or fucking ferret. I don't know. You know, I mean, that's interesting. But there's also the Marilyn Manson thing too, right? Marilyn Manson removed two ribs so he could suck his own dick. That spread like wildfire, and there was no Twitter. Wrap your fucking millennial brains around that, you fucks. Think about that just for one second. We had the ability to spread that rumor. That was living. That was life back then. You know, you relied on your buddy, you know, Todd. I had this guy named Todd. Dude, that boy, he knew a guy in town. So I grew up in a real small town, right? So we had like, I think there was maybe 2,000 people in the town I grew up in. Didn't have a stoplight. Still doesn't have a stoplight up there. They have a stop sign. That's it. Through Main Street, no stoplights. So Todd knew a guy in the what we called the big city, which was not a big city. This place had, I think, maybe 10,000 people in it. Maybe it, you know, I mean, it was definitely bigger than the fucking town I was in. But he knew a guy there, and that's where he'd get all the information from. He'd come back to us and he told us. He goes, yeah, I heard it. I heard it from a good source, man. I heard it from Kyle. And Kyle told me. Well, Kyle knows this guy named George, and George goes down to LA every other week. And George came back and he said he ran into Marilyn Manson. Yeah. He asked him the question. He said, hey man, I heard you removed a couple of ribs so you could suck your own dick. Marilyn Manson looked him dead in the eye and said, you goddamn right. So that went back through the chain, right? Got all the way back to Todd, which Todd brought it back to us, brought it back to me. And that got spread through our little town. a fucking 1,500 people, or how many fucking people are in it. That's how that shit used to work, man. It was word of mouth. That's how shit spread. Not Twitter. It wasn't instant. I mean, he probably got that information a month ago. We were probably one of the last to hear it, you know, way out in the fucking middle of nowhere. But we got the information. It got to us. That's how we lived, you know. I remember one time I met this girl from San Jose, man, and I thought, oof, damn, they breed them different in San Jose. She was fucking hot, man. Fucking hot. First time a girl ever shoved her tongue down my throat, too. I don't remember how old I was. I think it was 15 or something like that, but 14 maybe. I don't know. I was at our community pool, which, goddamn, that looks like a germ-infested environment of fucking hepatitis and just weak old semen. I don't know. It just was not a, looking back, not the cleanest of all places. But, hey, met some chicks there. I remember, we were swimming in the pool, splashing around like assholes. Remember that? Remember back in the day when you'd splash a girl and that was your idea of fucking flirting? My God, could you imagine doing that right now? Could you imagine me at my age, number one? Nick, maybe, right? Nick, he probably could still get away with it. Me at my age at like the pool in Las Vegas, right? Just hanging out with a bunch of fucking 22-year-old smoke shows, going up to one of them and splashing them as just me flirting, going, and then throwing some water on them. You know how fucking quickly I'd get kicked out of there? Oh, my God. I'd mess up some hair. You'd see some fucking eyelashes fall off because all those fucking broads tape them onto their face. That was a move. That was a 14-year-old move. You go up, splash girl, you know, just kind of screw around, and then you're over there wrestling with your buddies because you want to be tough or something like that. And you're like, I'm going to drown my friend. Maybe she'll fuck me then. And I didn't even know what fucking was. I'm like, where do I put it? Does it go in your belly button? I don't know how this works. I'm trying to figure out logistics and all that fun stuff. And how does this, God, I remember being so fucking confused, like as a prepubescent man trying to figure out where my dick goes. It's like, where do I put this thing? If she's laying down and my dick goes this, does it just go like straight into her, like I'm like vertically, or is it horizontally? I mean, how does it, is it perpendicular to the bed, or is it parallel? And then do I just like fall? And then all of the questions. And then you'd watch, we'd get the squiggly channels, right? Where you'd get Skinamax late at night and you'd see a tit and you're like, ooh, yeah. But you never really didn't understand how that, I mean, they'd be making noises. They'd be like, ah, yeah. And you're, ah, ah. And you're like, oh, they're fucking for sure. And you're like, all right. Okay. Now I'm erect. Now I'm hard. So now I'm getting excited. But because you hear the noise and you see a tit, you're like, oh, that's a tit for sure. And then just, I had no idea what they were doing, you know? And then you hear her just go, and like, I don't know what that noise is. That sounds like fun. And she's trying to, like start up a dishwasher. What's going on? I don't understand. But I was so curious. I was so enthralled. And you sit there and try to figure it out. And then, you know, you go through your sex ed class and they kind of explain it to you. And thank God for porn. That's really all I have to say. Because you watch a little porn, you're like, oh, all right. That makes sense now. That makes a lot more sense. But, I mean, still, if you think about it, there's still a lot of maneuvering and different positioning. And, you know, you got to move your knees in a different place to get it to different angles. I mean, it's a complicated act. It really is quite complex. And I think that we as humans have made it that way. I mean, if you look at nature, let's look at monkeys. Monkeys, the female monkey will just like grab her ankles. Male monkey comes up from behind, goes bop bop, and then that's it. And then they move on to the next one. Lions, right? I mean, they just lay down and they just get in the back, and there you go. But if that doesn't actually look very comfortable either, right? I mean, think about this. Let's really look at this. I want everybody right now to visualize animals having sex. Think about just the wild positioning and maneuvering that these animals are getting in just to get penis in vagina. And we're no different. I mean, maybe we do it a little bit more romantically at times, but still, you know, you see those porns where the girl's laying on her side. She's got her legs, one leg up, the guy's straddling the other one, so his balls are rubbing against her thigh as he's trying to shove his cock into her. It's just, I don't know. It's a interesting act when you really think about it. And it's, I don't know. It's funky. I think we were designed incorrectly. But then again, I guess if we were designed where it was like easy or, I don't know. I don't want to use the word comfortable. I just, not so many positions, like kind of like sticking your finger in your ear, I guess it wouldn't be as fun, I guess. Right. I think that maybe that's what makes it right. That's what really gets it interesting is like, okay, this is an adventure. This is something that we have to really figure out what's going on. It's not as simple as picking your nose, right? It's not as simple as sticking a finger in your ass. It's more complex than that, you know, and maybe that's why, it's so, no, it just feels good. I was going to say it's going to be enjoyable because of all of the creativity and all the things. No, it just fucking feels good. All right, folks, on that note, drop us a line. Let us know if you have something that you'd like me to go off and rant about or make fun of or talk about. I'm skipping Ford's Raptor this week, but if you haven't seen it, oh, boy. Yeah, it's that month, so I guess it's appropriate for this month. I can't say that time of the month because it's all month. Anyway, I don't know. We love you guys. We love everybody and definitely just kind of do your own thing and enjoy being who you are as a human. I know I do. I know Nick does, even though he is getting a third nipple installed or no, enlarged. No, he's getting his nipples enlarged. I apologize. Yeah, he's going through that nipple enlargement procedure. That, yeah, I get it. I get it. You know, he wants to feel more secure about his body when it's cold. I understand. I get it, you know, but there's only so much you can do with a hot dog body. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Please feel free to drop us a line, hmspodcast@gmail.com. Slide into our DMs at hmspodcast and all the socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTokings, which I don't think I'm using as much anymore because I'm scared of China. I don't know why. It makes no sense, but all of this talk about it, I'm like, I haven't been on in a while. So maybe we'll post something on there. I may stick to Instagram and do some Instagram stories. I know you guys like it when I travel in hotel rooms and use the black light, or the thermal, whatever light that is. So we'll probably do some more of those and see what gross shit we can find. New shirts are coming. We'll talk about smells like 7-Eleven or 7-Eleven's bad. I don't know. We'll figure something out. And then the other one that's going to be up as well, getting final approval. Thanks for everything that you guys do. We appreciate the support. Can't wait to have Nick back in the saddle. See y'all.